Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am the assistant marketing manager at Sourcebooks Casa. So I do title marketing, media outreach, and I run our social media.
It's a lot of work. So let's talk about your job. What is your day-to-day like? What do you love about your job?
So my day-to-day is a lot of author communication, a lot of media outreach, and then, of course, social media. I think my favorite part of my job is author communication. I love my authors. I love talking to them, figuring out what they love about writing, and helping them when they need it.
Yeah, I love talking to your authors. That's been kind of like a lot of fun because they're like so smart and they're so like creative about it. Yes. Like, you know, the whole process of like, you know, world building or creating a small town, you know, mm-hmm. and then character development. So it's kind of like fun. So you have a great set of authors. So when it comes to working with a bookstagrammer or book reviewers, what tip will you share? What book reviewers should know?
I think that things to know are that we get a lot of emails. So just being patient with us and giving us some time to respond. I think in terms of asking for review copies, if you're doing that through email, making sure that you're including links, including followers. And then I always like when requests are a little personal. So why do you want to read that book? What about that specific book interests you? And then if you're requesting on NetGalley, making sure that you have links again, that your bio is up to date, that your links are working, and that you're linking to places that you regularly update. So if you are linking to a blog that hasn't been updated in since 2014, then you're probably less likely to be approved because I don't see evidence that you're going to be promoting this title that I gave you access to. I also have an influencer list that I email about every other month with upcoming titles that you can request physical galleys of. The link to sign up for that is in one of our highlights on our Instagram, which is just Sourcebooks Casa. I love working with influencers. I love working with bookstagrammers. On my personal account, that's all I follow pretty much because I love all the pretty pictures of books and the personal recommendations. So definitely sign up for that. I think I answered everything. You just asked for tips.
Yeah, you gave us an overview of NetGalley, book reviewers, and where should we pitch when we're requesting ours. So that's very comprehensive.
Okay.
Awesome. So now let's kind of talk about books. Let's talk about Sourcebooks Casa's backlist. Which authors or books should we pick up when it comes to backlist titles?
Oh, man, that's hard. I think it depends on what subgenre you like. Obviously. So we've got some house authors in our backlist for paranormal. If you love paranormal, I would check out Terry Spear, Paige Tyler, Maria Vale, who just had a new book come out recently called Season of the Wolf. If you like contemporary, then I obviously would highly recommend Sharon Saylor, whose Blessings Georgia series has, I think, 12 books now.
Oh my gosh.
So it's got a really long series for you to binge if you like small towns. We've got historical. We've got Grace Burroughs and Amelia Gray. And if you like dog books, we've got Debbie Burns, New Leash on Love, and we've got Lucy Gilmore, Puppy Love. And then, of course, if you like cowboys, we've got a ton of cowboys on our list. Carrie Lindell is a personal favorite of mine. She, her books are incredible. Joanne Kennedy, June Favor. We've got Carolyn Brown in our backlist. So lots and lots of books to check out. That was a very brief overview. We've got tons more.
Yeah.
And then romantic suspense, of course. We've got Julianne Walker, Katie Ruggle, who I adore. Yeah, lots of books.
So let's talk about some mass market. So you mentioned that there's going to be some mass market max. Can you talk to us about the new sizing and then what should we look for those?
Sure. Okay. So I have one right here. So let me see the exact. So a regular mass market format that we're used to is about 4x7, just about. Mm-hmm. And then the mass max is 4.25x7. So it's just slightly taller. And then it is about 0.6 inches bigger, which doesn't seem that much bigger, but it is much easier, in my opinion, to hold it open and to see what's on the page. You don't have to like kind of pull apart the pages to see those middle words. So it's just slightly bigger, and it's a new format that some of publishing's retail partners have asked for, specifically ReaderLink, which distributes to Walmart and Sam's Club and all of the grocery stores. And so you're going to see that format starting to release over the next few months, and then pretty much be the format going forward, as far as I know. So it's just a new, slightly larger, more readable format.
I love this. And what title is coming up as mass market max for Sourcebooks?
For Sourcebooks, we've got in October, we've got Blue Sky Cowboy Christmas, which is a new Joanne Kennedy. It is cowboys and Christmas. Like, what more could you want? So that is our first mass max. And then all of our mass titles in January and going forward will be in that size.
This is so exciting.
I know. I'm really excited about it.
I love this. So let's talk about anticipating new releases. What titles should we be look out for?
That are coming out soon?
That are coming out soon, yeah. So maybe some Christmas titles, some cowboy titles.
Sure. So we've got five brand new Christmas books coming out this year. So we've got four at the end of September. We've got Joy to the Wolves by Terry Spear, which like, isn't that an adorable title? Joy to the Wolves. I love it. And then we've got the Joanne Kennedy Blue Sky Cowboy Christmas that I mentioned. We've got a new June Favor Christmas, the best cowboy Christmas ever, and a new Kim Redford Smokin' Hot Cowboy Christmas. And then we've got Mistletoe and Mr. Right, which is the new book from Sarah Morgenthaler. It's the sequel to The Tourist Attraction. So we've got some really awesome cowboy books coming up. And then if you do like puppy books, we've got A Tale for Two by Mara Wells coming out at the end of September, which is the sequel to Cold Nose, Warm Heart. And in November, we've got a brand new Julianne Walker, which is really exciting, called Ride the Tide. It's the third book in her Deep Six series. So if you like romantic suspense, and I could go on and on because we have so many books, but I think I'm really looking forward to Christmas right now.
Me too. Me too. I think Christmas time is just like, I don't know, the weather is starting to get cooler. So.
Exactly.
Twinkle lights, you know, Christmas trees. So.
Yes. Hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Getting it out of the fire. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. So this is awesome. So which books have you read this past year that you recommend?
Oh, just in general?
Yeah. Doesn't have to be
sources. I will say pandemic has made it slightly difficult for me to read.
Yes.
It's been a bit of a struggle, a little bit of a slump. But I've read lots of rom-coms. That's pretty much all I've been able to read recently. So I've read, I read Tweet Cute, which is a YA rom-com that I adored. I read Waiting for Tom Hanks. And I loved that. And when I say read, I listened to. I read Beach Read, which I really enjoyed. And I read The Worst Best Man. I've read The Right Swipe. I read, of course, lots of CASA books, including I really loved Boyfriend Material, of course. Love that one. Love Tourist Attraction and Conventionally Yours. Come Home to Deep River. I read Alexis Hall's How to Bang a Billionaire, which is one of his forever titles. So a little bit of everything, but mostly romance and mostly rom-coms.
I love this. I absolutely adore some of the titles. So I got Tweet Cute on audio.
Yes.
Did you listen to it or did you read it?
I listened to it and I loved the audiobook.
Okay. Yeah, I just got it from the library. So that's like my cue to listen next. So
awesome.
I'm excited. So, and I love Boyfriend Material. Like
it's just so good.
So good. It was just like chef's kiss.
Yes.
Awesome. So tell us where you can find you online.
So you can find Sourcebooks CASA on Twitter and Instagram at Sourcebooks CASA and Facebook, Sourcebooks Casablanca. And then you can find me, Stephanie Sloma, pretty much everywhere.
I love this. Thank you, Stephanie, for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.